Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Luke Easter. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ray Boone. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Don Lenhart. Batting second. The second baseman, Snuffy Sternweiss. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Del Singh. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ray Coleman. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Dick Kokos. Batting sixth. The catcher, Les Moss. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy DeMars. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Johnson. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Don Johnson. And now, play ball. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kokos. Mitchell reaches second base with a double. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a line drive into right field. Kokos settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mitchell moves to third. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lenhart fields it and throws to home to get Mitchell. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter takes first base on ball four. Doby moves to second. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen takes first base on ball four. Doby moves to third. Easter moves to second. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMars fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart takes first base on ball four. Snuffy Sternweiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sternweiss takes first base on ball four. Lenhart moves to second. Jim Del Singh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Singh hits a line drive towards short. Boone catches it and throws to second to double up Lenhart. Two outs. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Feller fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan takes first base on ball four. Kennedy moves to second. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller strikes out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is one for one in the game, with a double. Mitchell hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, Indians. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-1 in the game. Avila hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sternwise settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-1 in the game. Doby hits a fly ball into center field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Dick Kokoz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokoz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss strikes out. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Easter hits a pop-up towards short. DeMars settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Rosen takes first base on ball 4. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-1 in the game. Boone hits a fly ball into left field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sievers fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Rosen trying to get to second. Sievers throws to second, with Sternwise covering, who tags Rosen for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Billy DeMars is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMars hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lenhart hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMars scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0-for-1 in the game. Feller hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Del Singh who is chasing the ball. Feller reaches third base with a triple. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Mitchell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Feller scores. It's 4-0, Indians. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-2 in the game. Avila hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mitchell moves to second. Cuddles Marshall now pitching. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-2 in the game. Doby hits a line drive into right field. Kokoz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Easter hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cocos. Easter reaches second base with a double. Mitchell scores. Avila goes all the way around to score. It's 6-0, Indians. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks, Rosen takes first base on ball 4. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-2 in the game. Boone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Easter scores. Rosen moves to second. It's 7-0, Indians. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Kennedy hits a fly ball into center field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Snuffy Sternweiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sternweiss is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Sternweiss hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Del Singh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Singh is 0-for-1 in the game. Del Singh hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-1 in the game. Coleman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Cocos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cocos is 0-for-1 in the game. Cocos strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Hegan hits a pop-up towards short. DeMars settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Feller hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Lenhart settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Mitchell hits a fly ball into left field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0-for-1 in the game. Moss hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-1 in the game. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone misplays the ball. That's an error on Boone. Billy DeMars is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMars is 0-for-1 in the game. DeMars hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sievers moves to second. Two outs. Hank Arft pinch hits for Cuddles Marshall. Hank Arft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arft hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sievers scores. That run is unearned. It's 7-1, Indians. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Lenhart strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Fritz Dorisch now pitching. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sievers fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-3 in the game. Doby hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 8-1, Indians. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Easter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Boudreau pinch runs for Luke Easter. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-0 in the game. With 3 walks. Rosen hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Lenhart settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Boone is hit by the pitch. Boudreau moves to second. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sternweiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Lou Boudreau now playing first base. Snuffy Sternweiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sternweiss is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sternweiss hits a pop-up towards first. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 0-for-2 in the game. Delsing hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Coleman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hegan hits a pop-up towards third. Sievers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Feller hits a line drive into left field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Mitchell hits a fly ball into left field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos is 0-for-2 in the game. Kokos hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0-for-2 in the game. Moss hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-2 in the game. Sievers hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy DeMars is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMars is 0-for-2 in the game. DeMars hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Moss moves to second. Kenwood pinch hits for Fritz Dorisch. Kenwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood takes first base on ball 4. Moss moves to third. DeMars moves to second. Don Lenhardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhardt is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Lenhardt hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Bruner now pitching. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sternweiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Doby hits a fly ball into right field. Coco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a fly ball into right field. Coco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Snuffy Sternweiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sternweiss is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Sternweiss hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 0 for 3 in the game. Delsing takes first base on ball 4. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 1 in the game. With 3 walks. Rosen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Boone hits a fly ball into left field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rosen. The throw from Moss and he is out, Sternweiss applying the tag. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Kennedy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Delsing settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos is 0 for 3 in the game. Kokos hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Kokos reaches second base with a double. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Moss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 3 in the game. Sievers hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Schirmlaller pinch hits for Billy DeMars. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and St. Louis Browns, 1. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.